and stay with you.
Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave E Beforehand Lotion, present Wednesday with You. Starring Nora Martin, Freddie Martell, Leonard Seuss, his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell.
Dear Diary, this is Nora Martin again. After 3 weeks of hard work, we finally got Eddie Cantor's Cozy Cabana into shape. But now we have a new problem. Our meat ration points, like Mr. Cantor's vacation promises, ain't what they ought to be. And the complaints of the customers are ringing in our ears.
This is what happens when you get caught with your points down.
Hello, Von Zell talking. Start your squawking. If you've got a beef, you've got more than wheat. Yes, Miss Andrews. No, Miss Andrews. Right away, Miss Andrews. Who is that?
The Andrews sisters. Three of them, you know.
How do you like that, Nora? They've been here only 4 days, and already they're complaining about the food.
Complaining about the food?
Yeah, they think it's time we served them some.
Well, they're right, Mr. Von Zell.
They are?
Sure they're right. But we haven't enough ration points.
Yeah, this morning I got a complaint that all we're serving is ox brains and ox tails.
Brains and tails, that's the only way we can make both ends meet.
Harry worried about the food. As for me, I could always sing for my supper. So I did. I don't care who knows it. I'm in love with you. I guess I'll always be this way. Nothing you do or say will ever change me. I'm for you forever. Yours my whole life through. That's how I am, and I don't ever know this. I guess I'll always be this way. Nothing you do or say can ever change me.
I can't remember when.
you warm heart, darling, down deep inside, I still feel that feeling divine.
He sings and I worry.
Harry, you're worrying too much. Even without meat, you'd be surprised how I can whip up some delicious dishes.
Yeah, well, Nora, you'd be surprised how few people can eat dishes.
Oh, Harry.
Gets in their teeth, you know.
Oh, no.
China gets all mixed up with the porcelain. No, I can't help being nervous, kid. No, really, this is a big responsibility. Now, there's a lot of work to be done. We've got a... Leonard, have you got a cigarette?
Here, Harry.
Thanks. Now, kid... We gotta pool our efforts and come up with an idea. Every one of you must help, you understand? We can't... Give me a match, Leonard.
I haven't got a match.
You never have anything, do you? Never has a thing. Now listen, we've got exactly 5 red ration tokens.
4, Harry.
4? What happened to the other one?
Well, you see, Harry, I went on a spree. You know, I'm quite a plunger.
You're a plunger?
Yeah.
And you've got the head for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, yesterday when I was in the village, I took a gamble and used one on a weighing machine.
Oh.
You know where the card pops out and gives your weight on one side and a picture of a movie star on the other?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it wasn't worth the token.
What, with glamorous stars like Betty Grable, Lana Turner, and Hedy Lamarr?
Yeah, but I got Frank Sinatra.
Oh. Well, how much meat did you expect for one red point? Serves you right. That fella's
Harry.
Got shoulder blades I could shave with, you know.
Oh, Harry, stop joking. We have no money, no ration coupons. What do we do for our guests now?
Well, I told you, Nora, our only solution is to get that live cow away from Farmer Jones.
But Mr. Bonzel, he's a hard man to do business with.
Oh, he is hard. You think so, huh? 3 times yesterday I went over to talk to that guy about a trade. The first time he threw me into a cactus patch, the second time he tossed a pitchfork at me, and the third time he took a shot at me.
Did he hit you?
Freddy, look. Old pants, new patches. Here. Did he hit me? But am I discouraged? No.
No?
No. This afternoon, I'm sending you over.
But Farmer Jones, 3 out. Why send me?
Every once in a while, there'll be a laugh. Please wait.
Thank you, Mr. Bonzel.
Where were we? Oh, well, you say, why am I sending you over? If he threw me out, I just want to show the man there's no hard feelings. That's all.
But I won't do it, Mr. Bonzel.
But you...
Yeah, look, Harry, if we're going to take our lives in our hands, let's go in the woods and hunt for game, like my ancestors.
Your ancestors?
Sure, I'm descended from good stock.
Holstein or Guernsey? Hunting. Listen, we can't go hunting. We haven't got a gun.
Remember, Harry, we promised the guest meat for a nice barbecue.
Yeah.
We haven't the money, we haven't the points, and we can't do business with Farmer Jones.
Yeah, he's got a gun.
You said it. No
well,
doubt he is, too.
I'm not afraid. I'll go and bring back Farmer Jones' cow.
No. You'll go?
I'll go.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Well, what are you saying? He might kill you. Why, if he harmed one hair of your golden head, think. No. Never let it be said that Harry Bonzel sent a girl to do a man's job. You'll go. Well, go ahead, Nora. Go on.
Harry.
Afraid? No, I'm not afraid.
No.
I just happen to be a coward, that's all.
Be a man, Harry. Go with her.
Now, there's a speech for you.
You think I'm afraid, too, huh? Well, Nora, I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you the best road to take to get there.
Harry, you're going with me.
What'd you say?
You've got to go with me.
Yeah, well, you go down that road and take the fork to the
left. You're going with me.
I am?
Yes.
Well, here I go with a smile on my lips.
And a song on my lips.
I'm smiling.
I'm singing.
I'm Bunzo.
I just
just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you, always to be there, sharing every care and strife. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all of the time, long as I may live, I just want the right to give all my love with all my heart for all of my life. I just want the right love you all of my life.
Hey, Leonard, look who's coming down the road.
Who?
It's Nora, with a big fat cow.
Freddie, no matter what your personal opinion is, that's no way to talk about Harry.
But Leonard, it's a real cow, and Harry's got a ring through her nose.
A ring? You think they're engaged?
Hi, kid. Congratulate me.
They are engaged.
Oh, shut up.
Harry did it, boys.
Yes, sir. I put it over, fellas. I told you I'd do it.
What a trade, huh?
Harry, you talked Farmer Jones out of his cow?
No, I ignored him. I made a deal with his little woman.
His wife?
No, his wife's the big woman. I traded with his daughter. Now, there's a smart girl.
Smart girl. We don't have a thing around here worth trading for a cow.
You haven't.
Tell him.
But I was willing to sacrifice one of my dearest personal possessions.
Oh, there.
Oh, Nora. What a friend.
I did.
You gave up your girdle.
Leonard, listen, there are treasures more precious to a woman.
Such as what?
Well, my boy, a bottle of Truché, for one.
You mean we got that cow for a bottle of Truché?
For a bottle of Truché and 4 points.
But you don't have to give points for a live cow.
Very true, Leonard, but I threw those in for good measure. Miss Jones, I said, here's the first point. Truché is the beforehand lotion.
Did she get the point?
She must have. That was when she took her hands from around the cow's neck. Then Harry gave her the second point.
Truché is a creamy lotion designed to help keep hands soft and lovely.
I'll bet that almost had her.
Yeah, and we almost had the cow.
Yeah.
So, quickly, I came across to the third point. I told her to use Truché, the beforehand lotion, before she does dishes or tubs or undies. Because Truché is so effective that it will help guard her hands even in hot, soapy water.
Right then and there, she took the bottle of Truché and put the ring through Bossy's nose.
Yeah, but it wasn't until I gave her the fourth point that we saw a touching sight. Oh, yeah. Miss Jones, I added, Truché is also great for keeping legs soft and smooth, particularly in the summer when the skin has a tendency to dry.
What did she do then?
She puckered up and kissed the cow goodbye. That's what it says here.
Oh. Well, it was beautiful, Harry. And how magnanimous you were with that extra point you gave her.
Oh, well, I couldn't help that.
I know.
When I saw the look in her eyes as we turned to go, I just had to say, begin today to use Truché.
A fair trade if I ever heard one.
Even Stephen. Now her hands will be soft and lovely, and our steaks will be sweet and luscious.
And so, dear diary, this evening, as the guests gathered around the campfire, we had a wonderful barbecue. And there under the stars, the flickering flames died away into glowing embers. We sang familiar old melodies of long ago and far away.
Just trust me, oh,
наші дочка, і прекрасня. Так люблю я вас, так люблю я вас, над любидем вас, і прекрасня.
More dark than the stars, more bright. Lovely eyes aflame with consuming light. Oh, beloved eyes, love awakened tears in that luckless hour when you first drew near.
Well, that was swell, Freddie, Nora, and Leonard, but it's time to turn in, everybody. Now, look, I've got a big day planned for you lovely guests tomorrow. A nice horseback ride before breakfast, after we eat a couple of sets of tennis. In the afternoon, I'll take you swimming. Gosh, it's a lucky thing Cantor isn't here. I'll be using his wheelchair.
Oh, Harry, you'll be giving these people the impression Mr. Cantor's old. Why, he's still a fine athlete.
Yeah, well, I will admit I saw him run around the block four times, and he might have made it the fifth time, only my baby started to cry.
Well, what made your baby cry?
He wanted his block back.
Oh, Harry, no.
Well, good night, kid. And listen, folks, here's a message from our government. Cadet nurses, 60,000 of them are needed immediately. Enlist now for summer or fall classes by writing to U.S. Public Health Service, Box 88, New York City 8, New York. Remember, you are contributing to final victory from the day you enter nursing school, so enlist today. We're a little bit late, so we'll see you next week, we hope. Good night, everybody.